This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. I report today a little bit late. Had to make my biannual visit to my doctor so he could draw some blood, check the thyroid, all of that. And it took a little longer than expected. So thank you for your patience. Topic number 5 today, Waukesha. You know the story by now. Sunday evening, a red SUV drove at high speed into a Christmas parade in downtown Waukesha. That's suburban Milwaukee, the west side of the Milwaukee metro area. Suspect Daryl E. Brooks Jr., in court today, facing 5 counts of intentional homicide. But here's the thing. He made bail twice in Wisconsin this year, despite having an active sex crime warrant out against him in the state of Nevada. 2 separate judges freed Brooks on low-cost bail. First, February, $500 bail for allegedly shooting at his nephew last summer. And then earlier this month, $1,000 bail after a woman accused him of punching her and deliberately running over her with the same red SUV he used to wreak horror on Waukesha's Christmas parade. Brooks has a long criminal record going back to 1999. Battery charges, firearms offenses, convicted of statutory sexual seduction, which is a felony, in 2006 after having sex with a 15-year-old girl in Nevada. What he did Sunday night, killed 5 people, sent 48 others to hospital. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has called for an investigation into the inappropriately low cash bond offered to Brooks, but interestingly enough, a investigative journalist group called Wisconsin Right Now has looked into Chisholm's record and found that because of his emphasis on reducing or eliminating cash bail and progressive approach to law enforcement, overall crime in Milwaukee is up 25% year-to-date. Vehicle thefts there up 140% year-to-date. The district attorney's office is responsible for prosecuting state-level crimes and county ordinance violations in Milwaukee County. Wisconsin Right Now found that the Milwaukee County DA's office, under John Chisholm, has refused to prosecute 6 out of 10 of every felony charges requested by police. In December last year, the office refused to prosecute more than 8 out of 10 misdemeanor cases requested by police. Do you think that might have something to do with why this man was out on bail in time for Waukesha's Christmas parade this year? Topic number 4, smash and grab. Another district attorney linked to George Soros, like John Chisholm, is San Francisco's Chesa Boudin, where 3 times since Friday night, gangs of looters cleaned out retailers and got away pretty much scot-free. On Sunday, looters hit a Lululemon store in San Jose. A day earlier, on Saturday, a large group of suspects hit a Nordstrom in Walnut Creek. According to witnesses, about 2 dozen cars blocked off streets around the Nordstrom. Up to 80 suspects ran into the store, filled their arms with merchandise, ran back out, loaded up their cars, and drove away. Police caught 3 out of the 80 reported by witnesses. You see, in California, Proposition 47 has lowered penalties for thefts under $950 to make them almost not worth prosecuting. And again, the district attorney has to choose to prosecute for somebody to actually be penalized. And Boudin's office is not prosecuting. He is one of a number of district attorneys across the country backed by George Soros. Kim Fox in Chicago is another. The district attorney in Portland, Oregon is another. Soros has figured out, progressives have figured out, you get control of the district attorney's offices, you control which crimes are actually prosecuted. This is a way to break down civil society from the inside. It is deconstructing American civilization. Well, Friday night in San Francisco, Louis Vuitton store and Yves Saint Laurent in the very popular upscale shopping area of Union Square were hit. Now, Louis Vuitton bags run between $1,100 and about $6,000. Some of them go in upwards of $20,000. So it's pretty safe to say that some of the thieves made off with more than $950. But the reason they did it is because they're betting that they're not going to be charged. So the response from San Francisco's government is, oh, this is horrible. You're going to be held accountable. And then, no, the only concrete action Mayor London Breed has taken is to limit car access, automobile access to Union Square. We're going to make people who want to shop there legitimately park farther away and walk through the streets of San Francisco with the kind of needles and human excrement and stuff. This is going to drive more businesses out of San Francisco. Goodbye, tax base. San Francisco, you're going to wind up with nothing but a population of homeless, kleptomaniacs, and drug abusers. I'm sorry to be harsh, but that's what is happening here. And it's happening in so many cities across the country that you have to ask, is this really unintentional? In Chicago last week, unconnected incident, a flash mob of 14 ran into a Louis Vuitton store at a mall in Oak Brook outside Chicago. In less than 2 minutes, cleaned out more than $100,000 worth of merchandise. Why? Because they don't think they'll be punished. It's been encouraged. It's kind of the subtext, but it's encouraged by the mainstream media. This is a breakdown of society. Chaos rising. And if you've followed our work here for any length of time, you understand we believe chaos is a literal spirit in the Bible called Leviathan. Topic number three, moving on. Lights out. Could be a cold winter for some in the UK. Bulb has fallen into administration, or it's what we would call bankruptcy, I guess, here in the US. 1.7 million customers of Bulb, the seventh largest energy firm in the UK, affected by this. This is the biggest energy company in the country to go under so far this year, but 12 others have also folded since summer because in Europe, the wholesale price of natural gas has risen by 250%, which has placed these companies in a very difficult position where they can't turn a profit. So again, 13 energy companies in the UK have gone under since this summer. Could be a cold and expensive winter in the UK. And here in the US too, where the nonprofit corporation responsible for running our electric grid has published a new report on the risk of rolling blackouts if persistent cold weather hits this winter. You remember the trouble that Texas had last winter? Things don't look any better if the weather turns cold again this winter. The report shows that the anticipated reserve margin in extreme weather conditions this winter for Texas, it's in the negative. That's what that black line means. That's what happens when you transition away from reliable sources like natural gas or coal to wind and solar. Topic number two, vaxxed, cured, or dead. Those words from the health minister of Germany as demonstrations over the weekend broke out in response to tighter lockdowns on public freedom of movement. And in Austria, anyway, an announced vaccine mandate for all Austrian citizens in February. Germany, the Czech Republic, other European nations considering following Austria with a vaccine mandate. Here in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci now openly discussing that even though he can't guarantee it, babies and toddlers between the ages of 6 months and 5 years could be eligible for a COVID vaccination by spring. According to CNN, Pfizer, the furthest along in trials for that age group, 6 months to 5 years, but Moderna also is conducting trials on very young children. Also over the weekend, the CEO of BioNTech, which is Pfizer's partner in its mRNA COVID jab, said in an interview that people around the world will need to get a jab against COVID-19 at least once a year. Just as I said, this idea that the effectiveness wanes over time is not a bug, it's a feature from the standpoint of investors in Pfizer. And to give you an idea how bizarre things have gotten over the last 18 months, CNN reports that the labor market has gotten so tight. In other words, businesses are having so much trouble finding new employees that some companies have resorted to advertising no vaccine required. Come on in and work for us. We won't make you take the jab. In fact, there are entirely new job sites springing up online that cater specifically to workers who won't get a vaccine and are looking for companies who won't force it on them. That should tell you something, President Biden. Coming up, we have reached peak wokeism. That's next on 5 and 10.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new Skywatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time star god, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, cancel culture goes too far. A Toronto school board superintendent has canceled an appearance by a Yazidi survivor and Nobel Peace Prize recipient named Nadia Murad because her stories of her treatment at the hands of the Islamic State, ISIS, might foster Islamophobia. The book club where Nadia Murad had been invited to speak welcomes girls between the ages of 13 and 18 from various schools around the city of Toronto. The organizer of this event expressed her puzzlement to the Toronto Globe and Mail, explaining that the superintendent of the school hosting the event, Helen Fisher, said the students would not participate in the event scheduled for February, next February. The reason given, according to Fisher, Murad's book, The Last Girl, My Story of Captivity and My Fight Against the Islamic State, could foster Islamophobia. Now, bear in mind, this 28-year-old Iraqi woman was for 3 months a sex slave of no fewer than 13 Islamic State soldiers in 2014 before she managed to escape and flee to Germany. But we can't have her telling that story of courage and survival to young girls because it might make them think badly of Islam. So if you're keeping score, women, you now know that on the hierarchy of victimhood, you rank below Muslims. Well, SkyWatch TV, we depend on your support, and your support helps us do what we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch. Through our partners at Royal Family Kids, we welcome children between the ages of 9 and 11 at no cost to Royal Family Kids. That's what your support does. We pick up the tab so that Royal Family Kids doesn't have to ask themselves which of these children must stay home because we're short just a few bucks. Well, in time for the holidays, we are offering a new edition of the Defender Bible. This is now the Defender Family Bible. It is a hardback edition. It's the King James translation plus the expanded Apocrypha, the Apocrypha that came with the 1611 King James, plus the Book of Enoch, Book of Jasher, Book of Jubilees, all of that in this beautiful hardback edition, along with a number of other items. There are several levels to give. At the $300 level, we'll give you this Bible plus a gift box, which includes some items like a Whispering Ponies Ranch calendar, keychain, coffee mug, and so on, and Joe Horn's CD this time around. Some wonderful music. Joe Horn, you wouldn't know it, but is a world-class musician. He's not on tour because he'd rather be home with Catherine and their children than out on the road. Anyway, that plus a $100 gift certificate to spend any way you like in the SkyWatch TV store. But for your gift of $1,000 or more, you get the Bible, the gift box, plus a $300 gift certificate to spend any way you like, an invitation to attend a taping of programs here at our new SkyWatch TV studio, an invitation to a banquet of our supporters at the 2022 Defender Conference and an invitation to tour Whispering Ponies Ranch and be part of a gift, or rather a group photo of other supporters and the Skywatch TV team. All of that for your donation of $1,000 or more. You can find out more. Get all the specifics online and donate either through the website, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling us at 844-750-4985. And thank you. The Skywatch TV Defender Virtual Conference continues through January 15th. Still time for you to take advantage of the 2-8. We got a holiday weekend coming up. Spend the weekend binge-watching The Great Delusion, the fantastic new documentary that exposes the UFO disclosure movement and 24 cutting-edge presentations. You can find out more and sign up, get instant access through January 15th. Watch as often as you like, whatever order you like, DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. And while you're there, you might see some suggestions for some of the documentary films produced by Skywatch TV. If you just want access to The Great Delusion or any one of the cutting-edge documentaries produced by Skywatch Films over the last 6 years, SkywatchFilms.com. You can rent them for 7 days for as little as $2.95. Under $3, 7 days access. Watch it on your schedule for the week. Or if you want to purchase unlimited access, you can do that as well. The Great Delusion, Tom Horn's wonderful presentation exposing the art and architecture, the occult symbolism embedded in Washington, D.C., The Secret Destiny of America, Silent Cry, the award-winning documentary by Josh Peck, Belly of the Beast, Inhuman, the next and final phase of Man is Here, and then, of course, our Wars of the Gods series showing you what we learned on our tours of Israel. All of that at SkywatchFilms.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue our discussion of Whispering Ponies Ranch and the work there. Nita Horn, Wayne Tesh joining Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Find out more about what exactly we do at the ranch and how your support is put to work. You'll find our broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku and Apple TV, it's just a matter of clicking the remote, and then we are on your schedule. You could also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Works for iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. And besides that, gets you important news that the mainstream media wants you to miss, calendar of upcoming events, and more. All of that in the palm of your hand. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.